We're talking today with Marty Jones from the Owosso FFA chapter and a student also at Oklahoma State University. Marty, you've been selected by the state of Oklahoma FFA Association in the state to represent Oklahoma in the national officer competition or candidacy for 2012. Tell me first, why were you interested in taking a shot at being a national officer of FFA?
Well, I served a couple of years ago as State FFA Secretary, so my passion for FFA started when I was an eighth grader and just continued on through. And having given the opportunity to serve as State Secretary was really exciting for me, loved my year of service. And so then I decided that maybe it would be nice to take that next step and to have that opportunity to run for national office as well. So that passion and service that I began with has always continued through and given me the opportunity now to serve as a national officer candidate.
So as you make that type of a decision, you're kind of making a commitment tentatively to really give your life to FFA for a year.
Yes, for a total of 365 days. I will be traveling for around 340 days if elected. So we're talking a big time commitment, but certainly one worth your while.
So, you know, as you've made this commitment, as you competed, I guess, what, in June, May-June time period to get the nomination from the state of Oklahoma to go into the national competition that'll be in Indianapolis coming up. What have you, you know, as you went through this process, what have you done to get yourself ready?
A lot of it is some interpersonal skills of being able to, one, know who you are and where you stand, your morals and values, but two, it's also being very current and up-to-date on agriculture issues. And this year, theme is general agriculture. So we all know as agriculturalists of how broad that is. So it takes a lot of preparation, a lot of work over the past 4 months of really trying to narrow down some of those hot topics and really trying to get a grasp of what's going on in agriculture today.
You know, for folks that are listening to us, give me a little bit of a description from your viewpoint of what the FFA organization is.
Well, it's certainly, in my opinion, obviously the world's greatest youth organization. We give an opportunity for students that, may know a little bit about agriculture and allow them by the time they graduate through their high school agriculture education programs to know a little bit about what agriculture is. You know, today we're facing a huge epidemic of agriculture illiteracy. And so we're giving students an opportunity to learn and understand about agriculture. And more importantly, we're giving them an organization to be a part of through the National FFA. And so for us and for me as a national officer candidate, really excited about the opportunity that the FFA has of growing and expanding throughout the communities.
When you think about the FFA organization, obviously you're preparing young people to engage in agriculture in some form or fashion. And literally, this is not just plows and sows.
Exactly. Obviously, as agriculturalists, we are so familiar with production agriculture. But yet what we're seeing now is a huge growth within our urban cities and our urban chapters. I recently had the opportunity to go to Chicago, and they have a high school solely dedicated for agricultural sciences. So we're looking at a huge expansion, not just in agriculture education, but also specifically in FFA. And we're seeing a great opportunity for students to be involved in agriculture.
When we think about your involvement in FFA, tell me how you have walked through this this part of your life.
Well, it started back in eighth grade when I first walked through the doors of the Owosso Ag Building, and it started there with three phenomenal ag teachers that have pushed me up until this point. And, you know, we often talk about those support groups and family members and stuff that I've got here, but, and I've had that, and I'm really been fortunate to have some of those wonderful opportunities, wonderful people in my life. But, it's because of the FFA that I'm here, the growing and the friendships and the networks that I've built throughout the years of started that very first speech contest that I went to as an eighth grader to now serving as a national officer candidate has been quite a roller coaster, and very excited about the opportunity again, to be here. But it's because of the FFA and because of those support groups, family members along the way, those coaches and ag teachers that got me here. So,
when we think about your participation in the FFA organization, that gives you a little bit of knowledge that you can share with adults that don't know too much about FFA. You get a chance to do that, obviously, as a national officer. Did some of that as a state officer, I know, as you met with folks that are supporters, that are sponsors of various events. What sort of a message do you give a group like that that are investing their money into trying to make this organization better?
Well, it's really exciting. And, a lot of people familiarize FFA with the Blue Jackets. And, we're a very, very visual statement when we show up to an event or a city. In fact, a lot of the citizens of Indianapolis would say that one of the most exciting parts of the year is to seeing so many Blue Jackets. They may not necessarily know what their organization stands for, but they know that when we show up, we're ready to make an impact. And so as a sponsor, as a contributor to FFA, one of the greatest things is that we're putting students back into agriculture. And that's one of the most exciting things that FFA provides provides, you know, not only just production agriculture, but back into the agriculture field. We're allowing students to learn and to grow as agricultural students. And hopefully if they, you know, turn out to be doctors and lawyers, that they still have that agricultural knowledge. So that way we're having, you know, citizens that are, you know, well-educated when it comes to voting in the polls. And obviously that's an upcoming issue here this November when we're thinking about political issues, that we certainly want educated people in those poll booths. And so, you know, again, a very, very exciting time. And as a sponsor, you have a lot of great things to look forward to. We're taking students that, you know, don't have all these wonderful opportunities where they're from. We're giving them an organization and some classes to take a part of and to ultimately preparing them for career success.
When we think about the actual process that you're facing, getting ready to go through in Indianapolis. I know it's a fairly unique process, and it's like, kind of like a 2 or 3 part puzzle. You go in initially, and there's some narrowing down. There's some elimination process as you go. What are you anticipating? What have you heard from some of our other guys that have run the gauntlet?
Well, you know, that's certainly a stressful time, without a doubt, going to through the nominating committee. A lot of people would say, you know, a torture room or some of those things. But I'm very, very excited, honestly, about the opportunity. It's a great opportunity experience to have prepared this much and then to go through the process. You know, obviously, we've had some very, very successful people go through the program, through the process. And so I'm very excited about continuing to grow with them through this experience. I've reached out to a lot of those people and to get a better understanding of the process. And of course, they'll be the first to tell you that it's not as bad as it seems. And again, looking forward to that opportunity coming up in October or in coming up in a week, I guess. So,
very, very, very soon, obviously,
yes, very soon.
Just a little over a week. One guy that you probably have talked to a little bit is past national president of FFA,
yes,
Riley Pageant.
Yes, I've certainly talked with Riley an awful lot. You know, it's the small coffee shop talk that we've had an awful lot of. You know, what does it really mean to go through this process? And more importantly, what did you gain from the process? And he'll be the first to tell you that one of the greatest things that he ever experienced was going through the process, the growth that happened during that week-long interview and, you know, workshop facilitation and so on and so forth. That without a doubt, one of the greatest growth experiences he has ever had in his life. So, again, you know, excited for this next week and to know that it will be a huge growing experience.
When you think about yourself and your involvement with FFA, what do you think FFA has done for you to prepare you up to this point in your life?
You know, that's very, very tough. Words are hard to describe and what the FFA has given me up to this point. You know, again, I think to the friends and the friendship and the networks that it's allowed me to have throughout the years that have ultimately prepared me for this moment. I had, like, again, 3 wonderful ag teachers that prepared me from the very beginning of pushing me to go out and take advantage of those opportunities. Public speaking, being involved in judging and showing livestock, that all these experiences as a whole has prepared me for this event. You know, a lot of candidates, we joke and say, yeah, we've been preparing for 4 months, but realistically, it started the day we walked in that ag building. And so now it's going on 8 years for me, in theory, of preparing to be a national officer.
When you think about that person that you were when you walked into Owosso 8 years ago, what would you tell a 7th or an 8th or a 9th grader today? What do you know that they need to know?
I would say, don't be afraid to make mistakes. You know, I'm not perfect by any means and made lots of mistakes, and my teachers would be the first to tell you that, that I've made lots of mistakes. But I know I've grown so much from those mistakes, from that very same kid that walked in that ag building 8 years ago. You know, very shy, was not very thrilled about the FFA. And again, now very, very excited and given the opportunity now to run for the big stage, you know, for national office. The people that that very first day in ag, we look through the manuals and we see their pictures. And that's, you know, you know, back then it was a dream, and I can recall my very first national FFA convention, turning to Mr. Nemechek and you know, joking with him, nudging him, and saying, "I want to be a national officer." And today we get to joke about this conversation because now I'm in the opportunity to run for it. And so I can recall that same shy young boy in 8th grade, and now to turn out to the person I am today, I owe it a lot to the FFA, and more importantly, those friendships and connections along the way.
Obviously, if you were indeed, if you hear your name Saturday afternoon called out, that'll change maybe your perspective of what you want to be when you grow up. But What are you thinking right now? What's OSU, what's FFA prepared you for?
Well, I'm certainly very dedicated in agriculture education, and without a doubt would love to be a high school agriculture educator. And that's always been my dream from the ninth grade on, and ever since I really got involved in FFA has been a dream come true for me to continue at Oklahoma State majoring in agriculture education. So as you well know, you know, things do change without a doubt, but if you were to ask me today, absolutely. Agriculture education is in my heart and something I will always continue with.
Oklahoma's national officer candidate for 2012, Marty Jones from the Owosso FFA chapter. The first cut will be known on Tuesday evening of the national convention. That'll be the 23rd of October. And then the actual announcement of the six national officers for the coming year happens on that final Saturday of the convention, October 27th. Marty Jones hoping to hear his name called on that Saturday afternoon. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.